Time for the KSL In-Depth. It might be a holiday weekend for most of us, but not for mosquitoes or for those who are trying to deal with them. Joining me on the KSL Newsline is Gary Hatch, manager of the Mosquito Abatement District, Davis. Thanks so much for being with me today. Summer's winding down. Does that mean the mosquito populations are ebbing at all?
Our mosquito populations right now are about our average, over the five-year average. Our floodwater mosquitoes finally are starting to taper off a little bit. Those are the ones that bite all day long. And fortunately, those have started to come down to normal numbers just in time for it to rain again and flood more country.
Mm-hmm. So people better take their repellent if they're headed to the mountains this weekend.
Yes, there's still a lot of mosquitoes up in the mountains and throughout most of the wetlands. And West Nile virus is very active. So especially in the lower elevations, you want to put on your repellent if you're out after the sun goes down, and you want to take precautions.
So is there a date, Gary, when we're actually done with the mosquitoes for the year?
Generally speaking, if the weather cooperates and the temperatures cooperate, around September 15th, things really start to taper off a little bit. But if we have another year like last year where we have 100-degree temperatures in September, the mosquito season could extend well into October.
You mentioned the West Nile virus, and we're having a problem with that. Any extra precautions that people can take or should take this weekend?
Definitely, we're still picking up quite a bit of West Nile virus, and it is very active right now. So if you are out after the sun goes down, you want to wear your repellent. You want to wear long pants, long sleeve shirt if you can. And if you don't have to be outside, stay indoors. But if you do go outside, wear your repellent. Also, eliminate the standing water from around your house. One of the mosquito species that spreads West Nile virus, people raise in their own yards in buckets and pails and wheelbarrows and things like that that'll collect water. And just make sure you don't have any of those type of things around your house that's holding water.
Yeah, we're talking about camping, going to the mountains, but I have 3 mosquito bites right now, and they came from sitting on my back patio. So there you have it.
Most definitely, sitting there in your back patio is a much bigger threat than being high up in the UN, that's for sure.
Gary, appreciate your time. Thanks for being with me today.
All right, thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Gary Hatch, manager of the Mosquito Abatement District, Davis.